Well, listen, we're talking to Chief Director for Transport Regulation, Mr. Sibandiso Nkuna. Mr. Nkuna, good morning to you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners as well.
We're talking about an incident that happened in the province where a man allegedly was giving a lift to a neighbor and became a victim of taxi patrollers. But before we even ask whether taxi patrolling is regulated by the department, is it legal?
What?
Taxi patrolling.
No, there is no law that regulates that. It's something that they do for themselves. It's not regulated. There's no law that says that must happen.
Okay. So now if you find yourself in this situation where you have taxi patrollers who are taking your stuff away from you and then demanding some sort of ransom, what is it that a person in that position should do?
This matter should be reported directly to the police. It's totally an unlawful thing. It can't be done. People have a right to hike. If you don't have money, you want to go to Witbank, you go to the route, you take chances, people will help you, those who want to help you. So there is no law that stops people from hiking. So our people must report these matters to the police so that the police investigate the matter and see what happens.
Yeah, because Mr. Nkuna, we're always talking about how it takes a village to raise a child, and that also goes into that. You know, when you want to lend a hand unknowingly, that you're putting yourself in an imperiling position. I'm assuming that there's going to be punitive punishment for such behavior, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You see, firstly, you don't know whether the person does have money or not.
Yeah,
you are stopping him from hiking. You're saying he must go to a taxi. As if when he's in a taxi, you'll pay for him.
Mm.
Because the person is hiking, some of them, they don't have money. JT, there was one incident early this year in Komatipoort. I'm not sure you were aware of it. These taxi patrollers were trying to stop a kumbi that was driving to Mozambique, and that kumbi did not stop. So as they were driving next to each other, there was a collision there, and two people from the taxi patrollers died in that accident. Yeah. So it's very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous because people can pause as taxi patrollers. You don't even know how to identify them. Only to find that they are criminals who wants to rob you your car, or who wants to rob you the money, the very same man that to do. So our people must report such activities to the police so that the police investigate. It's totally not allowed.
Yeah. And before I let you go, Mr. Nkuna, you know, some taxi drivers might even say that, well, these people are taking money from us. They're taking bread from our table. What would be your response to that?
No, I don't think it's fair. I think people have the right to choose how you want to go to Witbank. If you want to go to Witbank, you can choose. If you want to take a train, you take a train. If you want to take a taxi, you take a taxi. What they should do, the taxi people should make their public transport attractive. They must try by all possible means to attract and make reasons why people should come to them and promote. They must behave like business people. They must not force people to... You can't go and force a person to come and buy from you and say, you are selling this thing, why do you go and buy in town? Because the next thing will happen, people will be stopped when they are driving from Kanyamazane to Nelspruit and be told, no, buy here. Why do you want to go and buy in Nelspruit? Then there will be chaos. So we should stop this thing as early as possible.
Well, that's our Chief Director for Transport Regulation, Mr. Sibandiso Nkuna. So thank you so much for speaking.